What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 114 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the newest unveiling in the concept car from Rolls-Royce, the 103EX. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. All right, everybody. So what is this 103EX from Rolls-Royce all about? It's super futuristic looking. It's very different looking. It's quite a different type of shape for a car as well. But it serves a genuine purpose. And what that purpose is this is a concept vehicle specifically made for Rolls-Royce customers. And what the Rolls-Royce 103EX exemplifies is Rolls-Royce's plan for the upcoming future. And that future is 100% pure customization for every single Rolls-Royce car. So the thought process is every time a customer acquires a Rolls-Royce, it basically will be a true one of one. In fact, Rolls-Royce is saying specifically, and you guys know I like to use quotes, each Rolls-Royce will be designed less like a car and more like an individual sculpture made from one seamless surface. So basically what that means is, to kind of go along with what I was just saying, this is a pure representation of the customer. This is a physical representation of your soul, basically, because you are customizing this car 100% in however you can envision your Rolls-Royce being. Rolls-Royce will sculpt that and create it specifically catered for you, which is pretty incredible. And that's a big commitment, because the amount of work that is going to go into something like that is quite drastic. But if Rolls-Royce is exemplifying their purpose as a company of ultimate luxury, then hey, why not do it? In regards to the 103EX itself, outside of the purpose it's serving and the message it's talking about, it's actually kind of a pretty cool vehicle, but there's not too much known about it. There is a few things. The entire roof of the car opens up what Rolls-Royce is calling specifically an inner sanctum. And within this inner sanctum, you will find the entire car is made with very raw and very rare materials. Not your normal metals, not your normal hides, not your normal, you know, magnesium for buttons and things like that. Everything is exotic and rare and different, which is pretty cool in my opinion. The 103EX is, of course, an autonomous driving vehicle, but this is one of the main things about the 103EX that Rolls-Royce is selling their customers on with their vehicles going forward. Everybody knows autonomous vehicles, hybrids, electrics, and AI is the future for the automotive world. That is one of the pinnacle steps going forward for Rolls-Royce. You see, Rolls-Royce has on the front of every car their hood ornament, which is the Spirit of Ecstasy, which symbolizes the best driving experience with the best comfort and the best luxury that anyone can ask for in what Rolls-Royce has to offer. There is now a brand new, I guess you'll call it, second partner maybe, or second figure to go along with the Spirit of Ecstasy, and that is Eleanor. Eleanor is Rolls-Royce's advanced artificial intelligence system that they're now going to be implementing in their vehicles coming forward. The name of the Rolls-Royce AI system, again, is Eleanor, and it's basically joining the driving heritage of the Spirit of Ecstasy. Now, the Bentley EXP 100 GT, I want to talk about that car really quickly, because that is another vehicle that in a way is kind of like the Rolls-Royce 103EX in exemplifying ultimate luxury with an autonomous system and an AI system. Basically, what Rolls-Royce is doing with Eleanor in the 103X and what Bentley is doing with the EXP 100 GT and their AI system, they are trying to create the best, I want to make sure I say this correctly, the most advanced and tech-friendly car that offers the most luxurious experience. I think that would be a fair way to put it. So with Rolls-Royce, you have the Spirit of Ecstasy in Eleanor. So not only do you have all the mechanical features a Rolls-Royce can offer in terms of luxury, but now you have all the technology from Rolls-Royce via Eleanor to make sure your 100% one-off sculpted made representation of you, Rolls-Royce, truly is a car that belongs to you. And I think this is something that's just pretty incredible. I mean, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Mercedes-Benz, Maybach, basically part of Mercedes, they've always been the top dogs of luxury. But you get to a certain point when you have to do something different. And implementing an AI technology to enhance your driving experience might be the only way to start topping each other off. But that's pretty much all we know in regards to the Rolls-Royce 103 EX. We do know the purpose of the vehicle is to demonstrate their pure customization for Rolls-Royce customers going forward, which will now feature the Eleanor Artificial Intelligence Operating System. And ladies and gentlemen, until more details surface from Rolls-Royce in regards to either the Rolls-Royce 103X or more news about their upcoming cars that are going to feature this technology, that's actually all we know for episode 114. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well if you're not watching on YouTube already. And just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car merchandise that is 100% authentic from the manufacturer, www.tlog.com. Got a coupon code in there for you guys as well. Last but not least, don't forget to tune into episode number 115. We're going to be talking about how Hennessy is getting their hands on a Porsche Taycan and how they're going to start tuning electric vehicles. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.